Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Key Concepts in Data Management. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Core Data Concepts in the Data Analytics for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore essential data management principles, various data types and structures, and the importance of data quality in analytics. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and explain these key concepts in data management, enabling you to make informed decisions in your data-driven tasks. Main content data management principles. Data management is the practice of collecting, storing, and using data in a way that is efficient and effective. It encompasses a variety of principles that guide organizations in handling their data. The most important principles include data governance. This principle involves the overall management of data availability, usability, integrity, and security. Effective governance ensures that data is accurate and accessible to the right people in a timely manner. For example, an organization might establish a data governance team responsible for defining data policies and standards, thereby ensuring compliance with data regulations. Data lifecycle management. This principle focuses on managing the entire lifecycle of data, from its creation and storage to its archiving or deletion. Organizations must understand the different stages data goes through to optimize its value. For instance, a company might implement policies that dictate how long different types of data should be retained and when they should be purged to free up storage space. Data integration. This principle is about combining data from different sources to provide a unified view. Integration is essential for analytics, as it allows for more comprehensive insights. For example, a business might integrate customer data from their sales platform with marketing data to better understand customer behavior and preferences. Data types and structures. Understanding data types and structures is crucial for effective data management. Data can be categorized into several types, each serving a unique purpose. Structured data. This type of data is organized in a predefined manner, often found in relational databases. Examples include data stored in tables with rows and columns, such as customer information or sales records. Structured data is easy to enter, query, and analyze due to its organized format. Unstructured data. Unlike structured data, unstructured data does not have a predefined format. This includes text documents, images, videos, and social media posts. Analyzing unstructured data can be challenging due to its complexity, but it often contains valuable insights. For example, a company might analyze customer feedback from social media to gauge public sentiment about their brand. Semi-structured data. This type of data falls between structured and unstructured data. It does not reside in a relational database but has some organizational properties. Examples include XML files and JSON documents. These formats allow for flexibility while still providing some structure for data analysis. Understanding these data types helps you determine the best approach for data collection, storage, and analysis, ensuring that your analytics efforts are effective. Importance of data quality. Data quality is a critical aspect of data management that directly impacts analytics outcomes. High-quality data leads to more accurate insights and better decision-making. Here are some key aspects of data quality. Accuracy. Data must be correct and free from errors. Inaccurate data can lead to misguided business decisions. For example, if sales figures are recorded incorrectly, a company might misjudge its market performance and allocate resources inefficiently. Completeness. This refers to the extent to which all required data is present. Incomplete data can skew analysis results. For instance, if a customer record is missing key information like contact details, it can hinder customer engagement efforts. Consistency. Data should be consistent across different sources and systems. Inconsistent data can create confusion and reduce trust in data-driven insights. For example, if customer data is recorded differently in the sales and marketing databases, it can lead to misunderstandings during reporting. Timeliness. Data must be up to date to be relevant for decision making. Outdated data can misrepresent current situations. For instance, using last year's sales data to forecast future trends could lead to poor business strategies. By prioritizing data quality, organizations can enhance their analytics capabilities, leading to better insights and outcomes. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored key concepts in data management, including data governance, lifecycle management, data integration, and the various types of data. We also highlighted the critical importance of data quality in analytics. By understanding these concepts, you are now better prepared to manage data effectively in your analytics endeavors. In the upcoming lesson, we will delve deeper into specific data analysis techniques and tools that can enhance your data-driven decision-making processes. Reflection questions: how can implementing data governance principles improve your organization's data management practices? What strategies can you employ to ensure the completeness and accuracy of the data you work with? Reflect on a time when you encountered issues with data quality. What steps did you take to resolve it, and what did you learn from that experience?